We have entrusted our sister Angelica to God's merciful keeping, and we now commit her body to be cremated in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and rose up again for us. To him be glory for ever and ever.
Travels with My Aunt by Graham Greene. Dramatized for radio by René Basilico. Starring Dame Hilda Brackett as Aunt Augusta and Charles Kay as Henry Pulley.
Lovely, sir. Absolutely lovely.
Yes, thank you.
I'll so miss your dear mother.
Yes, you all will.
So many memories. So many memories.
Henry, isn't it?
Yes.
Jonathan. Jonathan Pulley.
Ah.
Cousin. Once removed. Or is it twice?
I'm not sure.
Funny.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
Not at all. My pleasure. Well, not pleasure. I mean...
I know what you mean.
Goodbye.
Ah, you must be Henry.
Yes, Henry Pulling.
Yes, yes, you have the Pulling nose.
And you must be Aunt Augusta.
Well done. It's a very long time since I saw anything of your mother.
So I believe.
Or of you, for that matter.
Yes.
I hope her death was not too painful.
Old age, I'm afraid.
She was only 12 years older than I am.
Still.
And she led a much less active life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Seems everyone has deserted us, Henry.
Yes, I think they've all gone now. I'm afraid I have to wait for Mother's ashes, Aunt Augusta.
You're taking them home?
Yes. I've chosen an urn. A sort of Grecian thing. In black steel.
How very appropriate.
I thought so, yes.
Then I shall wait with you, Henry.
There's really no need.
We shall take a turn together round the Garden of Remembrance.
Oh, well, if you wish.
It's been a long, long time, and we are, after all, dear Angelica's only surviving relatives.
Yes, I suppose we are.
Tell me, Henry, are you still at the bank?
No, I retired about 2 years ago.
Retired? You're far too young.
It was an early retirement, I'm afraid. It was a merger. They closed my branch and, well...
I see. So, what do you do with yourself all day?
I cultivate flowers. Dahlias especially.
Good God.
Yes. Well, Aunt Augusta, as you said, it's been a long time since we saw each other.
Far too long.
Exactly. And I would like it very much if you would care to take a cup of tea with me one day in Southwood.
That would be nice, Henry. But just at the moment, I feel the need for something a little stronger. It's not every day that one sees one's sister consigned to the flames.
I have some sherry at home, but it is rather a long way, I'm afraid.
My apartment is quite close at hand, and I have everything we require.
Well.
We shall collect your urn and go there.
If you insist.
I do. Come, Henry.
Mr. Pulling?
Yes?
I have your package.
Oh, thank you.
We always wrap up the urn like this. A parcel's more discreet if you have to carry it far.
How thoughtful of you.
Were you intending to post your mother somewhere, Henry?
Well, if that's all.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
I had thought of making a plinth for it among my dahlias.
Won't it look a little bleak in the winter?
I can always bring it back into the house.
Back and forth, back and forth. Is my poor sister condemned never to rest in peace?
Oh, well, perhaps I should think about it.
You're not married, are you?
No.
Any children?
Of course not.
Doesn't always follow, Henry.
Very possibly. Well, I can't see what that has to do with my mother's ashes.
I was merely wondering to whom you would bequeath them. After all, under the laws of natural progression, I am likely to predecease you.
One can't think of everything.
It might have been wiser to leave them here.
Oh, I thought the urn would look well among the dahlias.
Chacun a son goût. Let's see if we can find a taxi, shall we? Isn't it odd how one seems to meet one's family only at religious ceremonies?
Yes.
The last time I saw you was at your baptism. I wasn't invited, but I came. Like the wicked fairy.
Not invited? Why?
I knew too much, Henry.
Oh?
Driver, don't confuse the place with the square, the crescent or the gardens. I am the place.
What you are, Mom?
I don't understand, Aunt Augusta. Why on earth weren't you invited to the baptism? Well, there was no bad feeling, was there? I mean, your photograph is there in the family album.
For appearances only, Henry. I knew, you see.
Knew what?
This may come as something of a shock to you, Henry, but you were only your father's child, not your mother's.
Not my mother?
No, driver, these are the gardens. I told you, I'm the place.
Can I turn left, Mom, do I?
No, right. The crescent is on the left.
What are you telling me, Aunt Augusta, that I am not my mother's son?
Oh, it's true, I assure you.
Then who was my mother?
A child. A mere slip of a girl.
Oh, God.
My sister, your stepmother, as perhaps we should now call her, was a saint, Henry.
A saint?
A veritable saint. In spite of everything, she married your father as planned. She even went so far as to pat herself with cushions.
Cushions?
Progressively fatter cushions, so that people would think that she was pregnant. And no one ever suspected. She even wore the cushions in bed.
What?
She was so deeply shocked when your father once tried to make love to her, after the marriage, but before your birth, as was, that even when you were safely delivered, she refused him what the church calls his conjugal rights. Not that he was ever a man to stand on them. No, no, my man, this is the crescent.
You said turn right, lady.
I'm always a little uncertain between right and left.
I'm not a bloody mind reader, am I?
You'll have to go all the way round again.
You're paying, lady.
Believe me, Henry, your stepmother was a truly noble person.
And my father?
A bit of a hound, if the truth be known. But so are most men. It is perhaps their most attractive quality. Hope you have a little bit of the hound in you, Henry.
I don't think so.
Oh, we may discover in time. You are, after all, your father's son.
If no one else is.
I'll take care of it, Aunt Augusta.
Thank you, Henry.
She'd have sent the crown and anchor in the first place.
Never mind, you got us here. In the end. There. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Come along, Henry. It's beginning to rain.
Coming.
Oh. Now, we're on the second floor.
Oh, right. Don't you find that public house rather a nuisance?
Well, not at all. It's actually quite convenient. If I run short, I just send Wordsworth down.
Who's Wordsworth?
Well, his real name is Zachary, but I could never bring myself to call him that. He's so lacking in poetry.
Yes, but who is he?
He attends to my personal wants. A very gentle, sweet person. Oh, here we are at last. Now, whatever you do, don't let him have a CTC. He gets quite enough from me.
What on earth is a CTC?
It stands for Cape to Cairo Cigarettes.
Oh.
It's another name for a tip, like dash or backsheesh. It's what they used to call it in Sierra Leone. Oh, Wordsworth.
Oh, I see.
Who let me?
This is Henry Wordsworth, my nephew.
Hello.
You're telling me the truth, Wuma?
Of course I am. Oh, Wordsworth, you silly boy. Well, come on in, Henry, and close the door.
Thank you.
Oh, now, beer, dear Wordsworth, and pour us two nice whiskies. Augusta feels just a tiny bit sad after such a depressing ceremony.
Everything go okay?
Perfectly.
No bad medicine?
No bad medicine of any sort. Oh, do give Wordsworth your package, Henry. He can put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary, Aunt Augusta. Ashes don't deteriorate.
No, silly of me.
And I really shouldn't stay too long.
Well, let him put it in the kitchen anyway. We don't want to be continually reminded of my poor sister, do we?
Very well.
This heavier than you think.
Do be careful.
It's safe, we don't watch that. You believe me.
Well, Henry, what do you think of my humble abode?
Oh, it's quite dazzling, isn't it?
So you like my glass figurines?
Well, you certainly have a very large collection.
Not to everyone's taste, of course, but I find they brighten the darkest of days.
They certainly do.
And there are even more of them in Wordsworth's bedroom.
Oh, I'm not sure I'd want to wake up to that sort of thing of a morning.
He seldom does. They're Venetian, of course.
Really?
Yes. You know, Venice once meant a great deal to me. A very great deal.
I can see that.
I began my real career in Venice.
Oh, really?
And my travels. Oh, it's a great sadness to me that my travels are now so curtailed.
Age strikes us all before we know it.
I was not referring to age, Henry. I hope I don't look that decrepit.
No, far from it.
I'll get your whiskey now.
Well, thank you, dear. Do sit down, Henry. You look positively awkward standing there.
Sorry.
The telephone ring all damn time when you're gone. Never stop.
Oh, dear.
I tell them you go to very fine funeral.
Was there any message?
Don't know, poor old Wadsworth not understand one damn word.
Oh, Lord, look at that rain.
This England, man.
I really must be going. I left my new lawnmower out.
Henry, dear, it must be 60 years since last we met. Now, we can't let a lawnmower come between us now.
Here's your whiskey, man.
Thank you. Well, I suppose a few more minutes.
That's the spirit.
Oh, I say, this is rather a large measure.
Well, drink up, Henry. Chin, chin.
Chin, chin. Oh, do you think I might have a drop of water in this, Wordsworth?
And you're sure I can't persuade you to stay just a little longer?
No, really. My lawnmower, you know.
Not just one more little one?
I think I've had quite enough. Rather more than I'm used to, actually.
Well, then, it's goodbye, I suppose, for the moment.
Aunt Augusta, I am so happy to have met you. You're my one and only close relative now.
As far as we know.
Hmm?
Your father had periods of quite intense activity.
My poor stepmother.
Quiet.
I shall never be able to think of anyone else as my mother.
Quite right. And better not to speculate.
You will come and see my dahlias, won't you?
Of course I will. Now that I've found you, I shan't easily let you go.
Good. I'm glad.
Henry.
Yes, Aunt Augusta.
Do you enjoy travel?
I've never really had the opportunity.
Perhaps we might take a little trip together?
Gladly, Aunt Augusta. I would look forward to that.
Goodbye, Henry.
Au revoir, Aunt Augusta.
I shall telephone you.
No. Oh, damn, damn. Oh, do come on, please.
Who is that?
It's me, Henry Pulling.
Don't know that name.
I've only just left you, Aunt Augusta's nephew.
Oh, that guy.
I've left my parcel behind.
The brown paper parcel?
The one you put in the kitchen.
You want that back?
Of course I want it back, if you don't mind.
Plenty damn trouble.
Sorry.
Stay there.
Thanks. Look, I'll come up if you like. Hello? Hello? Wordsworth? Are you still there? Wordsworth? Oh, dear.
Oh, what a boring little brat. Oh, sorry, my friend.
Well, that's quite all right.
Boring little prat talks about nothing but cricket. All summer long, nothing but the bloody Ashes. Never stops, nothing but the bloody Ashes all the time.
This here be a mighty important parcel.
It is. Thank you. Has somebody tried to open this?
I just want to see what you got there.
You might at least have asked.
Why, man?
Well... Oh, I do believe it's coming on to rain again. I've got to dash.
You've got to dash for Wordsworth?
For the lawnmower. I must get it out of the rain.
I mean a desh man, a CTC. Bekshish.
All right, I'm coming.
Henry Pulling.
You were very slow to answer.
I came as quickly as I could. I was busy in the garden.
Henry, we've been raided by the police.
The police? When was this?
Around midnight. Now, Wordsworth and I had gone to bed. Fortunately, I was wearing my best nightdress.
What on earth did they want?
Do you still have your mother's ashes?
Of course.
The police may want to inspect them.
What?
I thought I'd better warn you, dear.
Aunt Augusta, I think you'd better tell me exactly what happened. Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll have to ring you back. Oh, now what?
Ah, Mr. Pulling.
Yes?
Detective Sergeant Sparrow, sir. Could I have a few words, sir, in private?
I suppose so. Come in.
Thank you, sir.
We'd better go into the drawing room.
Thank you, sir.
On the right, there.
Oh, yes.
Now, Sergeant, what can I do for you?
Do you know a man called Wordsworth, sir?
Yes, he's a friend of my aunt's.
Did you take possession of a package from him yesterday?
I most certainly did.
And have you known him long, this Wordsworth?
I met him for the first time yesterday.
Now, perhaps, sir, he asked you as a favour to deliver the package, and you see no harm in that, him being a friend of your aunt.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sergeant. The package belonged to me.
You admit it.
I can hardly deny it. The package is an urn containing my mother's ashes. Check the crematorium, if you don't believe me.
We already have, sir.
Oh.
I take it that's the urn in question, sir, on the bookcase?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how you would feel about this, sir, but we would very much like to take a sample of its contents.
But that's my mother.
For forensic purposes only.
Over my dead body.
I do understand how you feel, sir, but you see, we found traces of an illegal substance in some fluff from the man Wordsworth's pockets, which when analysed was found to contain pot.
What?
Pot. Marijuana to you, sir, likewise, cannabis.
Wordsworth's fluff can have nothing whatsoever to do with my mother.
We could get a warrant, sir, but I would much prefer to take the urn away with your permission. It would sound much better in court.
In court?
It's entirely possible, you see, sir, that the man Wordsworth removed your mother's ashes and substituted the illegal substance.
Why would you do that?
Well, you may have known he was being watched.
Oh, I see.
Wouldn't it be better, sir, from all points of view, to know that these really are your mother's ashes?
I suppose so.
Otherwise, you would never be sure as to whether that urn actually did contain the ashes of the dear departed, or just a dirty great lump of pot.
I take your point.
We'll only take a pinch, sir. No more than a teaspoonful.
When would I get the urn back?
Tomorrow, if all is as it should be inside the vessel, sir.
Oh, very well, Sergeant. Take it.
Thank you, sir.
Just a pinch, mind.
Ah, we shall treat urn and contents with all due reverence, sir. You have my word. Do you think you could show me out?
Of course.
I'll see it's noted in the appropriate quarters that you have been most helpful to our inquiries, and that you surrendered the urn voluntarily. It will sound well in court, sir, if the worst comes to the worst.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, dear, what a mess. Pot, indeed. In my mother's ashes. Aunt Augusta will be appalled.
Hello?
It's me, Aunt Augusta. The police have just been here. They've taken Mother's ashes away for analysis.
Oh, dear.
Where's Wordsworth?
Why do you ask?
The police said they found traces of marijuana in his pockets.
How very careless of him. No wonder he asked for a CTC.
You didn't give him one.
He said he had to go to Paris.
Really, Aunt Augusta?
I feel quite envious. Do you know, Henry, I have a sudden desire for a little sea air myself.
Paris isn't by the sea.
Brighton is.
Well.
Yes.
Well, I suppose I've nothing particular to do today. And if you'd like to go to Brighton?
Splendid. We'll make a traveller of you yet.
There's a seat here, Henry. Do you mind if we rest a while?
Not at all.
Oh, just for a few minutes while I get my breath back.
I must say, sea air is very bracing.
In very small doses, dear.
Brighton is really quite pleasant, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I first came here as a very young woman, an ingenue, as you might say, full of youthful expectations, few of which were fulfilled.
They seldom are.
Yes, so many happy memories of Brighton. Curran, dear, dear Curran, who would have been 90 by now.
Who was Curran?
And there was Hattie, of course. Yes. I'd like you to meet Hattie, if she's still alive.
How long is it
since? Oh, 50 years, I suppose. More.
Then doesn't it seem unlikely that...
I am here, and I have a card from her last Christmas. Or was it the Christmas before?
Sir.
Don't prevaricate, Henry. We shall find Hattie, if she's still alive. Come along. You've rested quite long enough. I'm sure I recognise that little shop over there. It used to sell marvellously saucy postcards.
Aunt Augusta, I think that's the same one we passed about 5 minutes ago.
Nonsense, Henry.
But if you have no idea of her address...
I tell you, it's around here somewhere. I'll know it when I see it. Ah, what does that say?
Where?
The little card in the window, look.
Hattie's Teapot. By appointment only. Please ring.
Then please do so, Henry.
It doesn't look much like a tea shop, does it?
Of course it doesn't. Cat is reading fortunes nowadays. Well, at least she was.
Ah.
Sorry. It's too late.
Hattie.
I close at 6:30 sharp, except by special appointment.
Hattie, it's Augusta, dear.
Augusta? Augusta, is it really you? After all these years.
Oh, it's lovely to see you again, Hattie.
Oh,
and this is Henry, my nephew. You remember about him?
Oh, yes. Of course I do.
How do you do, Miss...
Well, come in, both of you.
Thank you.
You haven't changed a bit, Hattie, has she, Henry?
Well,
how would he know, dear? Kettle's boiling. I was just going to have a nice cup of tea.
A professional cup?
If you like. For you and your gentleman.
Nephew.
It would be rather fun, wouldn't it?
Tea for three, then.
Ah, I see you've still got that picture of Curran on the wall.
Oh, yes. Pride of place for the Rev.
Was Mr. Curran a priest, then?
The Rev was short for the revered, Henry.
That's right. Remember how we had to explain that one to the police?
They tried to make out he had no right to the title. They said the Rev stood for the Reverend.
Well, it does, surely.
Not in our church.
In our church, it stood for the revered.
Oh, mind you, they got him in the end.
They always do.
Just for speaking to young girls on the front. Would you like a ginger snap, dear?
Thank you.
Augusta?
Not for me, dear. A lot was said in court that wasn't strictly apropos. But we were young and angry, weren't we, dear?
Yes.
And we wouldn't help him. No wonder he abandoned us and went off to look for Hannibal.
Who?
Hannibal. You remember. The elephant that trod on Curran's toe.
Oh, yes. He's probably dead now, too, poor devil.
You never know, dear. Not with elephants.
No.
But no one can stand not being forgiven. That's God's privilege.
Amen to that. I use Lapsang Souchong professionally. Lapsang gives big leaves and good results.
You must let us pay, Hattie.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, dear. Not after all we've been through together.
With the revered.
Now, throw away the tea, dear, in the basin. That's it.
I'm actually not a believer in this sort of thing.
When the gods point their finger, Henry, and Hattie's very good.
The best, dear, the very best. Now, let me see now. Men are so difficult.
Why?
Men have so many occupations beyond a woman's knowledge.
How true.
Are you an undertaker by any chance?
Hattie?
Well, there's something in here that looks exactly like a funeral urn. Can you see it there, to the left of the handle?
Oh, it could be an urn, I suppose.
I told you Hattie was good.
And you're going to do a lot of travelling.
That's most unlikely. It's quite an adventure for me to come as far as Brighton.
Perhaps you'll be travelling with me.
It's possible. The leaves never lie.
Look, this is all very interesting, but I really don't believe in this sort of thing.
No, dear. Have another ginger snap.
I'm coming.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Pulling, sir.
Sergeant Sparrow. Sorry to keep you out in the garden.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I brought back the urn you kindly allowed me to take away for examination.
Oh, good. Thank you. Do I take it you're satisfied with my dear mother's remains?
What remains of your dear mother, sir?
What do you mean?
May I step inside for a moment?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we'll go in the drawing room.
Oh, that won't be necessary, sir. I just wanted a quiet word, then I can leave you in peace.
Well, may I take the urn?
Please do, sir.
Thank you. It seems much lighter than I remember.
I'm not surprised. According to forensic, it contained more cannabis than ashes.
I don't believe it.
Hardly any ashes at all, to be honest, sir. A few traces, maybe.
No.
I understand you accompanied your aunt to her home straight after the funeral.
Yes. Yes, I did.
During the time you were there, sir, was the urn ever out of your sight?
Well, yes, for a while, when the man Wordsworth took it out to the kitchen.
Did you hear the sound of running water by any chance?
Well, we were drinking whiskey. He certainly filled a jug of water for us.
That was probably when he did it, sir.
Did what?
Tipped your poor dear mother down the sink.
What? All of her?
And replaced her with an illegal substance.
Oh, no.
Habitual pot smokers have no sense of decorum, sir, no respect whatsoever.
Oh, my poor mother.
May I suggest, sir, that you place the urn where you always intended and try to forget the unfortunate circumstances?
But it's virtually empty.
Well, if you think about it, sir, memorials are often detached from the remains of the dear departed. War memorials and the like.
It won't feel the same at all.
No, sir, I don't suppose it will. Anyway, I won't detain you any longer. Let you get back to your garden.
Yes. Well, thank you for bringing back the urn.
My pleasure, sir.
I hope you don't suspect my aunt of being involved in any of this.
Oh, no, sir. Sweet old lady like that, she was obviously deceived by the man Wordsworth.
My aunt thinks he may be in Paris.
Yeah, very likely, sir.
What will you do about it?
There's nothing we can do about it. He hasn't committed an extraditable offence.
Yes, I see. Well, good day to you, Sergeant.
Good day, sir.
There we are. Yes.
Morning, Pudding.
Good morning to you, Major.
Doing a spot of gardening?
Not really. I just found a place for Mother's urn.
What?
It looked quite well among the dahlias, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm not sure I'd want my mamma sitting here in the herbaceous.
For me, it'll always be a reminder that she is somewhere else.
What? Oh, yes. I see what you mean.
Oh, my lord, that must be the food arriving. I'd quite forgotten.
Food? What food?
You must excuse me, Major. I'm expecting my aunt to dinner.
This is a surprisingly good meal, Henry. I congratulate you.
I have to admit, Aunt Augusta, I didn't prepare it myself.
Ah. Do you have a secret amour tucked away somewhere? A seducer with a cookbook?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Pity.
It's the same firm of professional caterers I used when I was at the bank. They deliver everything, ready prepared. I only had to pop the main course in the oven while we ate the smoked salmon.
Nevertheless, they've done you proud.
I had another visit from the police today. Yeah, they returned Mother's ashes. Well, the urn, anyway. I've set it amongst the dahlias.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
It appears they've found a substantial amount of cannabis amongst the ashes.
Oh, dear.
Sergeant Sparrow is convinced that Wordsworth is the guilty party.
That is entirely predictable.
But he has run away.
To Paris. He could be taking his annual holiday.
Oh, really?
No, in the mind of the police, once set, stays firmly in the groove. I remember once when I was in Tunisia, there was a travelling company playing Hamlet in Arabic.
Oh, good Lord.
During the performance, the player king was killed by real molten lead. Well, not quite killed, but severely damaged in the right ear.
What, on stage?
Yes. And who do you think the police suspected?
Well, presumably the actor who poured the molten lead into his ear.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, the police knew their Shakespeare far too well for that. They arrested the actor who played Hamlet's uncle. It was no laughing matter, Henry.
No, I'm sorry, Aunt Augusta.
So I should think.
It's a marvellous story. You really have seen life on your travels, haven't you?
If I had a companion, I'd be off again tomorrow, but sadly, I can no longer lift a heavy suitcase, and there is a distressing lack of porters nowadays.
Oh, perhaps one of these days we might continue our little excursions to the seaside. I remember once visiting Weymouth many years ago.
I booked 2 couchettes on the Orient Express, Henry, a week from today.
Orient Express?
To Istanbul. We fly first to Paris and pick up the train there.
We? I hope you're not thinking of me as a companion.
Of course I am. Who else is there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Augusta, but a bank manager's pension is not a particularly generous one.
I shall, of course, pay all expenses. Now, pour me another glass of your caterer's excellent wine, dear. What is it, by the way?
Gevrey Chambertin. I've no experience of travelling abroad, you know.
Oh, you'll take to it quickly enough. The Pullings have always been great travellers.
Well, not my father, surely. Can't remember him travelling further than central London.
He travelled from one woman to another, Henry, all through his life.
Yes, but
it comes to much the same thing. New landscapes, new customs, the accumulation of memories. And then there was your Uncle Joe, of course.
I never knew I had an Uncle Joe.
Well, he died when you were very young. He was much older than your father.
And he was a great traveller.
Oh, he was indeed. He made a substantial fortune as a bookmaker. But remaining stationary for so many years on a little plinth with a signboard saying Honest Joe Pulling made him restless. He once told me he felt life was galloping past him like a derby winner.
He had a point, I suppose.
He believed that by travelling he would slow life down and time would pass with less rapidity.
I don't see that at all.
Haven't you noticed, Henry, on holiday, if you stay in one place, time passes in a flash. Go to 2 or 3 different places and the holiday seems to last so much longer.
Is that why you've travelled so much?
Isn't that as good a reason as any? But in the beginning, I suppose I travelled for a living. In Italy, I remember. We moved around all the time, fortnight in Venice, then Milan, Florence, Rome. The business was somewhat peripatetic.
What was that? A theatre company?
The description will serve. Uncle Joe was right. He said that life should be a moving experience. Oh, there were wonderful days, Henry. Wonderful.
More wine, Aunt Augusta.
Why not? We might as well finish the bottle.
George?
Ah, Major. Henry Pulling here. I wonder if I might ask a favour of you.
I will, what?
I'm going to be away for the next few days, a week at most, and I was wondering if you would be so kind as to water my dahlias for me.
Of course, old boy. Give him a sprinkle over the fence when I do my own, what?
I would be most grateful.
No trouble at all. When are you off?
In the morning.
Anywhere interesting?
Well, Paris, actually.
Oh, dirty weekend, what?
Indeed, no, absolutely not.
Paris, eh? Well, well, well.
No, you're quite mistaken, Major. It's business.
I can imagine, what? Lucky beggar. Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought it?
You know, Henry, I've never really taken to flying as a means of travel.
Why not?
Airports are such a disincentive. I cannot bear being spoken to by loudspeakers. It's like being in a holiday camp.
Have you ever stayed in a holiday camp, Aunt Augusta?
Don't be facetious, Henry.
Your in-flight snack, madam.
Yeah.
Sir?
Thank you.
And a little vodka to go with the caviar.
Of course, madam.
I prefer it to champagne.
Vodka for you too, sir?
No, thank you.
Yes, please.
Two vodkas. Excuse me, madam, I'll just take the champagne.
No, you won't.
Oh.
I'm sure we can find a use for it.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
I've booked us into the St. James in Albany, Henry. Do you know it?
I've never been to Paris before, Aunt Augusta.
It's a rather fine example of one of those old-fashioned double hotels.
How do you mean?
Well, one half faces onto the Rue de Rivoli, and the other onto the Rue Saint Honoré, and in between is a private garden.
Sounds delightful.
Oh, it was. A veritable Garden of Eden, until poor Achille ate the forbidden fruit.
Adam, surely.
Hmm?
It was Adam who ate the forbidden fruit.
In this case, it was Achille d'Ambreuse who bit into the apple.
Here we are, your vodkas. They're very cold, madam.
That's as it should be.
Thank you.
One would have hoped in first class that the caviar might be beluga.
It's very nice. Whatever it is. I don't really understand what you were saying about Achille, was it? And the apple.
Ah, yes, Monsieur d'Ambreuse. You really should try the vodka, Henry.
I'm afraid it would disagree with me.
Well, if you're sure.
I am. Oh, please, help yourself.
Yes, I met Monsieur d'Ambreuse on a Monday evening outside Fouquet's. He invited me to join him for coffee, and by the Thursday he had installed me at the Albany. Every Saturday morning he would go home to his wife and family in Toulouse and return to me in time for bed on Monday night.
Shh!
What?
Not so loud, you can be overheard.
Well, I'm sure there's better things to do.
Even so.
Yes, Monsieur d'Ambreuse was always very loving on a Monday night. The middle of the week would often pass very quietly. But then again, I have always preferred an orgy to nightly routine.
Look, I think that must be the coast of France down there.
Hmm? Oh, so it is, Henry. How clever of you to notice. Perhaps we should celebrate with a little champagne. It wasn't till later that I discovered that Monsieur d'Ambreuse lived not in Toulouse, but in the Rue Miromesnil, not 10 minutes' walk away.
Oh, dear.
What's more, he had another mistress installed in a suite directly opposite in the Hotel St. James.
Good Lord.
Yes. The weekends he spent with his wife and family. Weekdays, when I thought he was at work, he spent with Louise Dupont.
Who?
The mistress across the way in the St. James.
Oh. I'm surprised you could find the time.
All the energy. In retrospect, it was quite an achievement for a man in his 50s.
Indeed.
Especially for one who had retired from full-time work for reasons of ill health.
How did you come to find out about all this?
The Garden of Eden.
What? Oh, the hotel garden.
I had never taken tea there before. Neither had Louise Dupont, apparently. But some strange impulse led us both into the garden at the same moment.
Good gracious.
We were the only people there. Within a few minutes, we were offering each other sandwiches and speaking of our so-called husbands.
Sorry.
And then, would you believe, who should walk into the garden but Monsieur d'Ambreuse himself, with his wife and two young children.
Oh, Lord.
I still treasure the expression on his face when Louise leapt to her feet and called, Achille! But he kept his head and introduced us as the wives of two fellow directors of the metallurgical company. I don't think his wife ever realized the true situation. but poor Achille never recovered his self-esteem. A man cannot forgive being made to look foolish, Henry.
May I take your tray, madam? Sir?
Thank you.
You haven't eaten your foie gras, Henry.
It's a little rich for me, I'm afraid.
Then I shall take it. And another glass of champagne, if you please.
We've already started our descent, madam.
All the more reason for you to hurry, young lady.
Yes, of course. I'll see what I can do.
You know, I really loved Monsieur d'Amagoes. Although he was a very lecherous man, quite out of place, one would have thought, in a metallurgical company. Even a French metallurgical company.
Bonjour, messieurs, dames. Bonne promenade.
Merci.
Messieurs, dames, je vous en prie.
Il y a un appartement réservé au nom de Bertram. Un appartement à deux chambres.
Bertram. Ah oui, c'est ça. Mademoiselle Bertram et Monsieur Pudding, n'est-ce pas?
Pudding.
Ah oui, c'est un. je m'excuse. Monsieur. Pudding. C'est bagage, s'il vous plaît.
Bonjour, messieurs, dames.
112.
112. Premier étage, par ici, s'il vous plaît.
Merci bien. Come along, Henry.
Coming.
Well, Henry, what do you think?
Well, it's... I don't quite know what to say.
Isn't your bedroom to your liking?
It's very grand, isn't it?
I should hope so.
But to book a whole suite is very extravagant, especially as we're only here for one night.
You retain the spirit of a bank manager, Henry, even in retirement.
Nevertheless, I would be failing in my duty if I did not advise a degree of financial prudence.
Oh, don't be so pompous. I have never been interested in economy. It is as well, not to say prudent, to have a few memories of extravagance in store against bad times.
Well, I suppose.
Anyway, my extravagance, as you call it, is not totally unnecessary. I need this salon to entertain some important visitors, including, I might add, a bank manager.
I see.
I don't suppose you would want me to receive him in my bedroom.
No.
Did you visit your female clients in their bedrooms?
Of course not. Nor in their drawing rooms, for that matter. Business was something I conducted at the bank.
Well, perhaps in Southwood you didn't have any business that was truly confidential.
Nothing certainly that could not be discussed in my office. What time do you expect the first of your visitors?
Not before 4:30, which gives me just enough time for a little rest.
In that case, I shall take the opportunity of seeing something of Paris while it's still daylight.
Why don't you do that, Henry? But do be careful. And don't get up to any mischief.
Wretched map. Now, where are we? Rue Daunou. Right. Now.
Voulez-vous de l'aide, monsieur?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Oui, please. Boulevard des Capucines.
Oui, bien, oui, boulevard des Capucines, oui?
Oui.
Bah, écoutez, c'est ici, tout de suite à gauche, monsieur.
Gauche?
Oui, à gauche. Left. This street, left.
Thank you. Merci.
De rien, monsieur. Et bienvenue à Paris.
Right. Now.
Hi, fella! Mr. Pullen! Mr. Pullen!
Good Lord.
Praise to the holiest in the heights.
Wordsworth, I don't believe.
In all his work most wonderful.
What on earth are you doing here?
You want those two girls in the cafe, Mr. Pullen?
I was just taking a stroll, actually.
Women like that, they humbug you. They just short timers. They do jig-jig, 1, 2, 3, and out you go.
Yes, I'm sure.
You want a girl, you come along with Wordsworth.
I don't want a girl, Wordsworth. I'm here with my aunt. I'm just taking a little walk because she has business to transact.
Your auntie here?
Yes.
Where you live?
Oh, we're staying with friends.
With men friends?
Don't be ridiculous. We're staying with, an elderly married couple.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry, but it happens to be true. And while we're about it, I have a bone to pick with you.
Bones? What bones?
What do you mean by putting cannabis in my mother's urn?
No cannabis in England. No cannibals in Sierra Leone.
I'm talking about my mother's ashes.
Cannibals in Liberia, maybe.
Cannabis, Wordsworth, pot. You had no right to mix pot in my mother's ashes.
In Sierra Leone, we bury food with our ma. You bury pot, same thing.
It is not. And now, thanks to you, the police have taken her away.
They not give her back?
Only the urn, not the ashes.
That the police got no damn right.
That's as maybe.
What mean no harm, man?
Yes. Well, now, if you wouldn't mind, I must get on.
I found you lovely girl for Chick Chick, Mr. Pulling. School teacher.
I don't want a girl, Wordsworth.
Then let old Wadsworth buy you drink.
Well,
I know first-class A1 joint round here. Come on, Mr. Pulling. Come on.
It's very noisy in here, isn't it?
The best. This A1 racket.
If this is what you call jig-jig, I must say I don't much care for it.
Do not jig-jig here, man. If you want jig-jig, you take her to hotel.
Take who?
These guards. You want one?
No, I do not.
Zach, chérie, tu veux me présenter à ton copain?
Attends, maman. You like Nita? Lovely girl. School teacher.
What does she teach?
She very good jig-jig. You wait, Mr. Pullen. I make good price for you. 200 francs.
I don't want her at any price, Wordsworth.
She know how I'm above you.
Goodbye, Wordsworth. I must get back to my aunt.
Okay. Come tomorrow. Maybe retire jig-jig for 150 francs.
No. Tomorrow we're going to Versailles.
Who that?
And in the evening, we're catching the Orient Express to Istanbul.
Istanbul? Who she go to see in Istanbul?
Oh, Santa Sofia, I should think.
Who?
The Blue Mosque, the top copy.
You be damn careful, Mr. Pulling.
I do wish you'd call me by my correct name, Wordsworth. It's Pulling. How would you like it if I continually called you Coleridge?
Who? Coleridge? Friend of your auntie?
He was a poet, a friend of Wordsworth.
If he say that, he humbug you.
Goodbye, Wordsworth.
I don't know that Coleridge fella. I never met him. Honest, Mr. Pulling.
Aunt Augusta, it's me. May I come in? Ah.
Pardon, monsieur.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Je vous en prie. Au revoir, madame.
Au revoir.
Et bon voyage, monsieur.
Goodbye. I'm terribly sorry, Aunt Augusta. I didn't realize.
No matter, Henry. Anyway, that was my last visitor.
Oh.
From the bank. An assistant manager or some such.
He looked much more like a matador in mufti.
I do believe you're beginning to acquire a sense of humour, Henry.
Are you all right, Aunt Augusta?
Yes, dear.
Well, you seem upset.
Memories, Henry. For me, this hotel has so many memories.
Monsieur d'Ambreuse.
Yes. Perhaps it was a mistake to come back here.
Perhaps. Oh, you'll never guess who I ran into just now.
Who was that?
Would you believe Wordsworth?
He's here, in the hotel?
No, we met in the Rue des Capucines.
Well, where is he living, then?
I didn't ask. Neither did I tell him where we were staying.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd be so anxious to see him again.
You're a hard man, Henry Pulling.
Not hard, Aunt Augusta. Prudent, maybe.
I can't imagine which side of the family that might come from. But you were quite right not to give Wordsworth my address.
I didn't think this was James and Albany's. Well, it isn't quite his style, is it?
No. What a pity the days of slavery have passed.
What?
I could have pretended he served some utilitarian purpose and had him installed across the garden.
Like Louise Dupont, you mean?
You have acquired a sense of humour, Henry. I'm so glad.
We're cutting it a bit fine, Aunt Augusta. The train's due to leave in 10 minutes.
Dépêchez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Je veux bien, madame, mais regardez la circulation.
Why do taxes the world over seem to have this herding instinct?
You're tired, Aunt Augusta.
I'm exhausted, Henry. But we shall have plenty of time to recover on the Orient Express.
Yes. I must say I'm surprised you insisted on going to Versailles.
I wanted to see it. I never got so far afield in the days of Monsieur d'Ambreuse.
Oh, I can imagine.
To be honest, I found Versailles a trifle vulgar. It is neither so pretty nor so homely as Hampton Court.
Perhaps Henry VIII was a more homely man than Louis XIV.
Yes. Englishmen prefer to identify with married respectability rather than luxurious lecturing. I'm not sure English women feel the same way, but they're usually too polite to say so.
Et voici, madame, la gare de Lyon.
At last.
Well, we made it, Aunt Augusta.
Only just.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Dan. Vos billets, s'il vous plaît.
Here.
Merci.
72, 73, je crois.
C'est ça, madame. Exact. Vous permettez?
Pardon?
Les bagages, monsieur.
Oh, yes. Oui. Merci.
Suivez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
I shall go to my coal shed and rest, Henry.
Yes, I think you should.
Monsieur, montez, s'il vous plaît.
Do get on, Henry. I don't want you left behind on the platform.
Don't worry. I've no intention of being left behind. Not now.
Monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Nous sommes au point de départ.
Yes, very well. Merci.
Mr. Poulet! Mr. Poulet!
Oh, no.
I want my baby girl. I want my baby girl. Where is she?
She's asleep in her couchette.
You jig-jig with my baby girl?
That's preposterous words. Well, she's my aunt, my mother's sister.
No humbug?
No humbug. She's a very old lady.
No one too old for jig-jig. You speak sweet to her. Tell her to come back to Paris.
Goodbye.
Tell her, word, no sleep good when she gone. She's still my baby girl.
Aunt Augusta.
Come in.
May I?
Please.
I wondered if you were resting.
No, no. I fear the excitement of the journey has got the better of me.
It is rather exciting, isn't it?
You're catching the bug, Henry.
Where?
First Paris, now the Orient Express. We'll make a traveller of you yet.
Hi.
Oh, do come in, dear. This is Thule, Henry. She's going to Istanbul too, aren't you, dear?
And then on to Kathmandu.
Oh, I say.
And this is my nephew, Henry.
How do you do?
I ran into Thule in the corridor. You should see the sack of provisions she's brought with her.
I've just got a few chocolate bars and some slices of ham.
Do you realize, Henry, that the Orient Express, the Orient Express, has no restaurant car?
Really?
We face 2 whole days of total starvation.
They don't put on a restaurant car till the Turkish border.
Disgusting.
That they bring you coffee and croissants in the morning, that's all.
When I think of the party I once had on this train with Mr. Visconti and General Abdal, we practically lived in the restaurant car. Caviar and champagne all the way.
You're very welcome to share my chocolate.
That's very kind of you.
I shall sleep until we reach Milan. We'll get a bite to eat there.
We'll be stopping at Lausanne first and St. Marie's.
No, I shall go straight to bed.
I guess we just got our marching orders, Henry. Come on.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like a brief word with my aunt.
Sure. See you in the morning.
Good night, Tully, dear.
Good night.
What is it, Henry?
I thought I should tell you. Wordsworth came to the Gare de Lyon just as the train was leaving.
I know. I saw him. I waved him goodbye.
I thought that particular chapter was closed.
I had to take one last look, Henry. At my age, one never knows.
Come in.
You have finished le petit déjeuner, monsieur.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Is it true that there's no restaurant car on this train?
Oui, monsieur. Je regrette.
Me too. Is the lady in 72 awake?
72. Ah, no. She asked for not to disturb before Italy.
Oh, thank you.
De rien, monsieur. Mademoiselle.
Hi. Good morning. You decent?
Yes. Do come in, please.
Thank you.
Did you sleep well?
Hardly a wink.
Oh.
I had a bust-up with my boyfriend just before I left.
Oh, dear.
Do you mind if I smoke?
No, of course not. Here, have one of mine.
No, I prefer my own, thanks.
Oh, they're rather thin, aren't they?
Uh-huh. They're hand-rolled.
Really?
Want to try one?
Well, thank you. I don't think I've ever smoked an American cigarette before.
Oh, they're French. A friend got them for me in Paris. Light?
Thanks.
Well?
Mmm.
Oh, they're very mild, aren't they? Odd flavour, but quite agreeable.
Oh, I just love the way you talk.
Oh, thank you. You were saying something about a quarrel with your boyfriend.
Yes, well, I haven't had the curse for over 6 weeks now. I forgot to take the damn pill.
I think perhaps you should speak to my aunt.
Julian got angry with me, said it was all my fault.
Julian being the boyfriend?
Yeah. He said having to remind me took all the spontaneity out of sex. Is that right?
Quite possibly.
He wanted us to hitchhike to Istanbul, said it might do the trick.
Trick?
Bring it on, you know, the curse.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there'd be more chance on the train, you know, all the shaking and wobbling about.
I really feel you should be talking to my aunt about this. I know very little about these things.
Sure, but I prefer talking to a man.
Do you?
I'm kind of shy of other women.
You know, whoever gave you these was an extremely good judge of a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, he's really together. Why are we stopping?
It's the Italian border, I should think.
Oh, my God. Open the window.
What?
Just open it.
What are you doing?
Pull it out.
What?
Your cigarette. Get rid of it, quick.
Well, if you say so. But I hadn't finished it.
Oh, come on. What do you think we've been smoking, for Pete's sake?
What?
Pot. What else?
That cigarette was pot?
You mean you didn't know?
Do you realize we could be sent to prison?
Well, I'm underage.
What about me?
You could always plead innocence.
It's no laughing matter, Tully.
No.
This friend who got you the pot in Paris.
It came from darkest Africa.
Oh, Lord. His name wasn't by any chance Wordsworth.
Could be. I only knew him as Zach. Zachariah, I guess.
That's him. That's Wordsworth. He's a close friend of my aunt.
Wow. Isn't that the wildest coincidence? Do you think you'll smell it?
I hope not.
Permesso. Prego, I passaporti, signori.
Oh.
Here you are.
Grazie. Signorina?
Yep, got it.
Grazie. Signor Pulling.
That's me. May I?
Cosa?
My passport, if you finish with it.
Ah, sì, grazie.
Thank you.
Signorina Otul.
Otul.
Americana, sì.
You bet. Thanks.
Grazie a lei. Signori, li auguro buon viaggio.
Mi scusi, signora.
Prego. Well, children, we should be in Milan in about... What have you two been up to?
Nothing, just talking.
And smoking.
You look extraordinarily relaxed, Henry. It's most unlike you.
Sorry.
You know, I could almost believe poor Wordsworth was still with us.
He is, Aunt Augusta. In spirit.
In spirit? I like it, Henry. I really like it.
Milano.
Come along, children. No time to be lost. Mario will have ordered lunch for us.
God, I'm starving.
Who on earth is Mario?
I hope you recognize me. We haven't seen each other for years.
But who is he, Aunt Augusta?
Does it matter?
Mario is Mr. Visconti's son. I've known him since he was a baby.
Oh?
Where is he? Oh, I wrote and told him we would need lunch.
What does he look like?
Oh, Mario! Oh,
Mama. Good heavens, is that him?
Mario, it's good.
I can't stand men who cry.
Don't you ever cry?
Not in public.
Mario, forse farti conoscere a mia nipote Henry. Ciao Enrico.
Piaceri, Visconti, Mario.
How do you do?
Sua amica Tuli, un nome americano.
Hi.
Piaceri, signorina. Benvenuto a Milano. Venite, venite a mangiare. Non abbiamo tanto tempo.
Well, I must say,
Mario did us proud.
Sergeant Bocca alla Romana was always a great favourite of Mr. Visconti's.
It may be a little too rich for Tully. She said she was feeling sick.
Ah, that's why she went straight to her crochet.
She thinks she may be pregnant, Aunt Augusta.
Ah, that would account for it. She certainly ate enough for two.
I think we all did.
Probably.
Aunt Augusta, what does Mario do for a living?
He writes verse drama.
Really? Does that earn him enough to support himself?
Oh, I doubt it. Though I suspect he gets money from women as well.
Isn't that rather disgusting at his age?
He can make a woman laugh, Henry. Look how tall he was laughing at lunch, and she couldn't even understand what he was saying. It's a great gift.
Yes.
His father was just the same. Absolutely charming. Terrible twister, of course. But there are worse people in this world than twisters.
Not in banking.
Really? Yes, I grew to be very fond of Mr. Visconti. Fonder than any other man I have ever known.
Did you never contemplate marrying him?
Well, Mr. Visconti was already married. And anyway, he was a Catholic.
I see.
In addition to which, it was his wife who had the money. That was a severe hindrance to Mr. Visconti. At least until he got his hands on the money Uncle Joe left me.
Uncle Joe, the bookmaker?
Yes. But when he died, he left me everything.
And you let Mr. Visconti?
I was very careless in those days, my dear. And he was very plausible. He had the most wonderful schemes. We were going to make a fortune.
So, what happened?
Mr. Visconti disappeared for a while.
I see. You must have been devastated.
Oh, it did leave me enough to live on, in a modest way. But I've never been very keen on modesty.
Even so?
I had a two-roomed apartment in Rome. Ah, but it all seemed suddenly so terribly suburban.
What's wrong with that?
Life was so very monotonous. And then one day, when I was putting in a little part-time work at an establishment behind Il Messaggero, who should walk into the reception room but Mr. Visconti?
He'd come back to you.
Be your age, Henry. It was pure coincidence.
Oh.
But how happy we were to see each other again. The other girls just didn't understand.
What other girls?
We didn't go upstairs. We simply joined hands, and then we danced around the sofas, round and round and round, out into the street.
Aunt Augusta, what was this part-time employment of yours? I mean, who were these other girls?
What does it matter now? What did any of it matter?
After all he'd done to you, I'd have thought you despised the man.
I despise no one, Henry. No one. Regret your own actions if you like that kind of self-pity, but never, never despise.
Sorry.
What do you suppose I was doing behind Il Messaggero? I was cheating, wasn't I? So
well,
why shouldn't Mr. Visconti cheat me?
Well,
I don't suppose you've ever cheated in your life.
Well, no.
Because there's nothing in your dreary little banker's life that you've ever wanted badly enough. Not money, not even a woman.
Yes. Well, perhaps I should go and have a lie down.
My sister obviously brought you up in her own image. Your poor father didn't get a look in. Well, he was a cheat, too. I only wish you were. Then at least we'd have something in common.
Good morning, Tudy.
Oh, hi.
You all right?
Not very. I've just been sick.
Oh, dear. That sounds ominous.
I think it was that sliced sausage they gave us for breakfast. I wish they'd just stick to coffee and croissant.
Yeah, so do I.
What did your aunt think of it?
I haven't dared ask. I think I said something yesterday which upset her.
Oh, you want a joint?
Hmm?
Smoke. It might help.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
I suppose you're going to tell me I mustn't smoke because there'll soon be another frontier.
If they stick to the timetable, it'll be three frontiers in less than 4 hours.
Oh, God.
The Bulgarian, the Greek Macedonian, and the Turkish.
I'm scared, Henry. What's Julian going to say if the curse still hasn't come?
Well, perhaps he'll relent. Who knows? Absence making the heart grow fonder.
Oh.
I think perhaps you should go back to bed.
Yeah, I think perhaps you're right.
That was Sophia, was it not?
Yes. I bought a couple of ham rolls there. A bit dog-eared, I'm afraid.
And a bottle of Bulgarian wine. Goodness knows what it's like.
Well, it can't be worse than the water.
I'm sorry about yesterday afternoon.
Oh, it's of no importance.
I meant no offence to Mr. Visconti. After all, I didn't really know the circumstances.
No. Oh, he was such an impossible man, but I loved him. And what he did with my money was the least of his faults.
Oh?
Oh, yes. During the war, he acted as advisor to the German authorities on questions of art.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He was accused of being a collaborator. For a long time, I thought he must have been liquidated by the partisans. But Mr. Visconti is nothing if not a survivor.
He's still alive, then?
That's why you and I are on our way to Istanbul.
Is that where Mr. Visconti is now? In Istanbul?
Well, better you didn't know, Henry. There are still many who would like to get their hands on him.
I think your Mr. Visconti must have a great deal on his conscience.
Mr. Visconti has not got a conscience, my dear. Doesn't it seem bizarre, Henry, that one travels halfway across Christendom and only receives the blessing of a restaurant car when one crosses the border into Islam?
Perhaps you should thank Allah for small mercies. More coffee?
Thank you. Where's Thule?
She wasn't feeling well last night.
Again?
I'm worried about her, Aunt Augusta. Her boyfriend's hitchhiking to Istanbul. He may not have arrived, or he may have arrived and gone on to Kathmandu without her.
Istanbul is such an unpredictable place. I'm not sure myself what I'll find there.
Well, what are you hoping to find?
I'm certainly expecting a message to be waiting for me at the hotel. There's some business I have to transact with an old friend.
Who exactly is this old friend?
His name is General Abdul.
Ah, not Mr. Visconti.
Oh, no, no, no. But they were both very good friends. And what wonderful parties we had in those days.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Thule.
It's happened, Henry.
What has? Oh.
I've got a terrible bellyache, but I feel fabulous. Well, relieved anyway.
The world rejoices for you, Thule, dear.
I can't wait to tell Julian. I just hope he's at the Gulhaney when I get there.
Would you like a croissant, dear?
No, I can't stop. I've just met up with some other American students. They're going to the Gulhaney, too. We're going on together.
So this is goodbye, then?
I hope you don't mind, Henry.
Of course he doesn't
mind. Only you've been so kind to me.
You go carefully with those cigarettes, Thule.
Don't worry. I'll see you again, won't I?
Yes, of course.
But you won't, Henry. She's rejoining her own generation.
And I'm not part of it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure that you ever were. My sister saw to that.
Milano, Venedik, Belgrad yoluyla Paris'ten gelen Orient Express treni bir numaralı perona girmiş bulunmaktadır.
Porter! Porter!
Suitcase, lady.
1, 2, 3. We want a taxi.
Taxi, taxi. Yes, please.
Taxi to the Pera Palace Hotel. Do you understand? Pera Palace Hotel.
Pera Palace? Yes, yes. You come, please.
I've booked us into a little luxury, Henry. And don't preach prudence to me. We shall only be staying the one night.
One night? We've come all this way for just one night.
For you, Madame Bertram, room 512.
Thank you.
And 513 for you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm expecting a message, a very important message.
One moment, madam. I have nothing here for you, madam.
You're quite sure?
Yes, madam, there is nothing.
Oh, well, I was told it would be here waiting for me.
Alas, madam.
Bakar mısınız kardeşim?
Buyurun efendim, arzunuz.
Don't worry, Aunt Augusta. I'm sure the general will be in touch.
But I was told in Milan that the message would be here waiting for me. If there'd been any change, Mario would have known.
Come on, Aunt Augusta. You'll feel better once you've had dinner.
I'm not hungry, Henry. I'm sorry. I feel too upset.
Oh, but you must eat something.
No, Henry, no. No, you go and eat by all means. I shall go to my room.
Aunt Augusta.
Oh, come in, Henry. Come in. Did you enjoy your dinner?
Very much, thank you. I can't say I was particularly enthusiastic about the wine.
No.
Still no news from the General?
None. It's very worrying. Mr. Visconti could always rely on General Abdal, and there were very few people that Mr. Visconti would trust. Very few indeed.
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Perhaps this is the General now.
Oh, I do hope so.
512? Yes. Yes, she is. Who? Oh, thank you very much. That was reception. There's a Colonel Hakim on his way up. What on earth would he want?
Open that green suitcase, Henry. Quickly now.
Yes, all right.
Do you see the cardboard box?
Yes.
There's a candle inside.
Yes.
Now take it out. And be very careful. It's very heavy, dear.
Oh, good grief, it is a weight. What's it made of, lead?
Venetian candles are always heavy. It's all that ornamentation.
Oh, yes, it's very grand.
Now, put it here beside me.
On the table. Is that all right?
Now light it, dear.
There.
Perfect. Now I can switch off the light. Candlelight is so much more flattering to the complexion, don't you think?
Is that wrong?
Colonel Hakim, do come in. Your colleague, too.
Thank you. Kapeka, Pat.
Washi,
Mithin. Vidaka. I'm sorry to disturb you at this late hour, Miss Bertram.
Please, Colonel. Oh, this is my nephew, Henry Pulling.
Good evening, Mr. Pulling.
Good evening.
I'm afraid we took the liberty of searching your room while you were at dinner.
You did what?
Just the formality, you understand.
I do not. I really must protest.
Of course. And now, Miss Bertram, I regret we must also search your room.
Why, this is outrageous.
Now, don't make a fuss, Henry. The Colonel must have a good reason, and we've nothing to hide.
My man is wearing clean gloves. He will be extremely careful. Addy Buck.
Hi, hi, Finn.
May I turn on the electric light, Miss Bertram? It would assist my man in his search.
I'd rather not.
Oh?
Harsh light. It pains my eyes. I find candlelight far less taxing.
Yes. A quite exquisite candle.
Comes from Venice. Now, the coats of arms are those of four of their more illustrious doges. You see?
Ah, yes. Yes, a veritable work of art.
I'm pleased we agree.
I believe we have a mutual acquaintance, Miss Bertram.
Oh?
General Abdul?
Oh, yes. How is he? I was hoping we might have been able to meet while I was here.
That is unlikely. I'm afraid General Abdul is a very sick man.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. What's wrong with him?
He was shot while trying to escape.
Escape? From whom?
From me, Mr. Pulling.
Oh.
I understand General Abdul was a close friend of yours, Miss Bertram.
He was, and still is.
A friend of a certain Mr. Visconti also.
So I believe.
Do you know where this Mr. Visconti is now?
I'm afraid I haven't the faintest idea.
No. No, Head General Abdul. However, that's only for the Interpol files. It's not the real subject of my interrogation.
Interrogation? I won't allow it, Colonel. I warn you.
I merely wish to elicit a little information, in the least disagreeable manner possible.
So I should hope.
Miss Bertram, we have found a letter from you to General Abdul, which mentions an investment he had recommended to you.
Deutsche Texaco convertible bonds. Subscription only, but a very high rate of interest.
An excellent cover story.
Cover for what, exactly, Colonel? What are you driving at?
General Abdul was planning a little trouble here, Mr. Pulling. But he was very short of funds, so he was offering a very high return to various old friends with whom he had speculated in the past.
My aunt hardly comes into that category, surely.
Only by her association with Mr. Visconti.
But I haven't associated with Mr. Visconti in over, 30 years. He may be dead now, for all I know.
That is altogether too much to be hoped for.
Hiçbir şey çıkmadı, temiz.
Teşekkür ederim. I cannot tell you how pleased I am that we have found nothing compromising in either of your rooms.
What did you expect to find?
Henry.
But now I have the distasteful task of asking you to empty your handbag, Miss Bertram.
Oh, this is too much.
And if you would be so kind as to turn out your pockets, Mr. Pulling.
Oh, do as he says, Henry. There, Colonel. It's the usual rubbish. I don't know what else you'd expect to find in a lady's handbag.
This is outrageous.
But necessary, Mr. Pulling. I do assure you it is necessary. Ah, you have a flight out tomorrow.
Yes.
So short a stay in our beautiful city.
I'm afraid so.
I will send the police car to take you to the airport.
Please don't bother. I'm sure we can find a taxi.
Nevertheless, Mr. Pulling, we should hate you to miss the plane.
Well, are you satisfied?
Entirely, Mr. Pulling.
I should think so, too.
I will bid you good night now, Miss Bertram. I'm most sorry to have inconvenienced you.
Good night, Colonel.
Thank you, Denham.
Take care, Lightning.
Mr. Pulling?
Colonel? Whew. Well, what was all that about, you think?
Some sort of political trouble, I should imagine.
Yes.
The Turks take their politics more seriously than we do. It was only recently that they executed a prime minister. We only dream of such things.
Yes, but they're deporting us.
Oh, don't exaggerate, dear. They're merely lending us a police car.
I think we should at least complain to the embassy.
Our flight is already booked, Henry. I never had any intention of hanging around once I'd made my investment here.
What investment?
With General Abdul, of course. I should have known 25% profit would involve some risk.
But how much were you going to invest?
Just the gold brick that I bought in Paris.
What?
Oh, didn't I tell you, dear?
A gold brick? So that's what Hakim was looking for.
He didn't know what he was looking for, fortunately.
But where on earth is it? I mean, they searched the whole room.
I think I can switch on the light now. And if you would please blow out the candle, dear.
Yes, of course.
We wouldn't want it to burn too far down, now, would we?
What? The candle?
Oh. How clever of you, Henry.
Soil's as dry as a bone. I doubt the Major's given you one good drink since I left.
Morning, Pulling.
Oh. Good morning, Major.
Watering your precious dahlias?
They certainly need it. The ground's very dry.
Yeah. I saw you from the window. When did you get back?
Last night, quite late.
Good trip?
Istanbul was interesting.
Istanbul? Thought you were going to Paris.
Well, we did. Then we went on to Istanbul.
In 5 days? That's going some.
Yes.
Hang on, Pulling. You said we. Form an attachment, what?
I was accompanying my aunt.
Aunt, eh? That's what they call them these days, huh?
Don't be ridiculous. She's over 70.
Old chickens make good broth, what? Especially if they got a few, Bob.
Look at the earth here. Can't have seen water for days.
Well, I was careful not to give them too much. Didn't want to drown them.
Dahlias are thirsty creatures, Major. They'll take as much as you can give them.
Keep goldfish myself.
Ah.
The damn Daly always overfeeds them when I'm away. Come back and find half the little beggars dead.
Dahlias are not goldfish, Major. No, that's my phone. Do excuse me, Major.
I say, what about the hose, Pulling? You've left it on, water flooding all over the place.
Henry?
Aunt Augusta, I was just about to ring you. Is all well?
Yes, except the apartment seems a little solitary without Wordsworth.
Yes, must admit I'm feeling rather lonely without you and Thule and Wordsworth too, for that matter.
I was really very fond of him, you know.
You'll hear from him soon, I expect.
I doubt it. At my age, sadly, one has ceased to expect a relationship to last.
Look, Aunt Augusta, why don't I take you out for dinner tonight?
What a splendid idea. I think we both need cheering up, you know.
Excellent. I'll book a table for 8 o'clock and pick you up at, say, 7:30.
All finished, then?
Yes, thank you.
Everything all right? You enjoyed the pheasant?
Oh, yes, indeed. Very pleasant.
So it should be. Plain and pleasant. That's dear old Nancy's creed. I'll bring you the sweet menu just as soon as I can track it down.
And who, pray, is Nancy?
Her partner.
In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. And in the business. I believe they were in the Navy together.
The Wrens, presumably.
Presumably. I found this
this old photo earlier today in an old book of my father's.
Oh, may I see?
A girl in a bathing costume.
Hmm.
The girl's you, isn't it?
Yes. I was 18 when that was taken, and the world was my oyster.
Who took the picture? My father.
What made you think that?
It fell out of a copy of Rob Roy.
Ah, yes. Makes sense, I suppose.
My father used to use Rob Roy to play Sorties the Giuliani.
Of which your mother undoubtedly disapproved. She would probably have considered the game blasphemous unless it were played with a Bible.
She did.
Poor Angelica, how she hated Rob Roy.
Found it. I can recommend the creme brulee. Nancy usually manages to get that right. I'll give you a moment, shall I?
Yes, thank you.
Your father was very fond of creme brulee. It was one of his many passions.
I've been thinking a great deal of my father today.
Since finding the photograph?
Yes. Do you realise that I don't even know where he's buried?
Boulogne.
Boulogne in France?
Yes. What's the matter?
Aunt Augusta, I should like, if only once, to visit my father's grave.
Must you? Cemeteries are rather too morbid for my taste.
Nevertheless, I should like to go. I still feel badly about Mother's ashes ending up in a police laboratory.
Angelica was only ever your stepmother, Henry.
Even so.
Oh, well, if you're determined on this course of action...
I am.
I suppose I shall have to accompany you.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
Next week, I think, would be most convenient. We shall travel on the Golden Arrow.
I will arrange it, and this time you will be my guest.
What on earth are they doing?
I should think they're detaching the coaches for Boulogne.
You know, it still amazes me that your father ever travelled as far as Boulogne. He was essentially a lazy man.
What amazes me is that his body was never brought back home to England.
He died of food poisoning, you know.
Oh?
The French insisted on an autopsy, and your stepmother didn't want a mutilated corpse transported home.
Oh, so she left him to be buried in Boulogne.
Well, if he'd been buried at Highgate, I would certainly never have come with you.
Why not?
I don't believe in pilgrimages to graves unless they serve another purpose.
What other purpose does this serve?
I wanted to see Boulogne. I've never been there before.
So you've never seen his grave either?
I was on tour in Italy when he died.
I see.
I did once suggest to Mr. Visconti that we might make the trip, but he always said, let the dead bury their dead. And I do tend to agree with him.
But you're always ready for a little travel.
Always, Henry. Always.
I was just thinking. Since neither of us know the exact location of my father's grave, we may not have time to look for it today.
I have no intention of looking for it today, especially as tomorrow is the anniversary of your father's death.
Really? I didn't know that.
I remember the date because it was the feast of the guardian angel.
The angel wasn't much of a guardian that day.
Unless, of course, you were saving your father from an even worse fate.
Worse than death?
Henry, no one has ever explained what your father was doing in Boulogne, of all places, and out of season.
Avez-vous fini, monsieur?
Not quite. Merci.
Eh bien, nous ne sommes pas pressés. Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour.
Vous prenez le petit déjeuner, madame?
Non, je l'ai déjà pris, merci.
Eh bien, madame, merci.
Good morning, Aunt Augusta. Did you sleep well?
Perfectly well, thank you. Oh, now, don't let me disturb you.
Aren't you having any breakfast?
I had it in my room. One of the joys of French hotels is that they understand the meaning of room service.
So I believe.
I could be persuaded to share your coffee. Oh,
please, there's more than enough here.
Thank you. Are you ready to embark upon your little pilgrimage?
I think so, yes.
Good. It might well take us some time to find your father's grave.
Yes, I'm told it's a very large cemetery, but there's a sort of superintendent who should be able to lead us to the exact spot.
I'm relieved to hear it.
He lives on the premises, apparently.
Oh, a room with a view, no doubt.
Oh, you see. It's really worse, Rupley.
What a very bleak place it is.
It is a cemetery, Henry.
Yes, but one would hope to see a few flowers, a floral tribute or two.
I told you your wreath would be out of place here.
Yes, so you did.
The French believe in remembering their dead once a year on the Feast of All Souls. It's tidy and much more convenient.
Oh, pardon. Je suis trompé. C'est pas là. C'est bien ici. Suivez-moi.
Come along, Aunt Augusta.
Le voilà, monsieur, le tombeau.
Just a minute. Who's that woman?
I've no idea.
Au revoir, monsieur. Madame, à votre service.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Who is she, Henry?
Careful.
More to the point, who are you?
I'm Miss Patterson.
And what, pray, has this grave to do with you?
I've come here on this day for more than 40 years, and I've never seen either of you here before.
But who are you?
I told you, Miss Patterson.
Did you know my brother-in-law?
Your brother-in-law?
And this, my good woman, is Richard Pulling's son.
The family.
I think it's very kind of you to lay flowers on my father's grave.
Your mother never even came to the funeral. I was the only one. I and the concierge at the hotel. A kind man.
You knew my father? You were here?
He died in my arms.
Lay your wreath, Henry, and let's get back to the hotel. It's turned very cold.
I must see my aunt home, Miss Patterson, but will you come and take tea with us this afternoon?
Come along, Henry.
I was only a small boy when my father died. I hardly knew him.
You must tell your aunt not to take offence. It's unfair of her to be jealous of me because I still care so much.
But you will come and have tea with us.
Yes, I will come.
We're at the Maurice, the Hotel Maurice.
Ah, oh, there you are.
Sorry.
I thought perhaps you decided to mount a graveside vigil with that woman.
I was just talking to her. Actually, I invited her to tea at the hotel.
Did she accept?
Yes. And she said you shouldn't be jealous of her just because she cared so much for my father.
Me? Jealous of that mouse.
My father's been dead a long time.
Henry, I am not nor ever have been a jealous woman.
No, of course not.
You know yourself in the affair with Monsieur d'Ambreuse, I was not in the least jealous.
You don't have to defend yourself to me, Aunt Augusta.
Defend myself? I am trying to explain my feelings, that's all. I found that woman, well, irritating.
Yes, I realize that.
So feeble. And to think that she was with your father when he died.
Well, presumably there was a doctor.
Your father needed to be shaken into action. He'd be alive today if I'd been with him.
Be kind to her all the same, Aunt Augusta.
Of course, Henry. I shall be as sweet as sugar. I promise.
Thank you.
Do tell me, Miss Patterson, did you come to Boulogne via Calais?
Oh, no. I live here.
Do you? Do you really?
I've always lived here. Ever since Richard... Mr. Pulling, died.
Oh.
I taught at the Lycée.
Tell me about my father, Miss Patterson. What brought him to Boulogne?
He wanted to give me a holiday. Just a day trip, you know. He was worried about my health.
And a little sea air would be good for you.
His exact words. We took the boat to Calais, and then the bus here to see the Napoleon Column. He'd just finished reading a biography of Sir Walter Scott, you see. And then we found that we'd missed the last bus back to Calais.
Which came as a surprise to him, I suppose.
Oh, yes. However, we managed to find two rooms in that little inn by the mairie.
Adjoining rooms?
Yes, because I was frightened.
Of what, pray?
Oh, I had never been abroad before. Neither had Richard. Mr. Pulling.
You must forgive our interest, Miss Patterson. You see, I've never heard the details of my father's death. I was told he died on a business trip, and I always assumed it was at Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton?
Well, he often went to Wolverhampton.
Yes. May I pour you another cup of tea, Miss Patterson?
Yes, please. Thank you.
How did you meet my father, Miss Patterson?
We met on the top of a 49 bus.
A 49 bus.
I remember it all so clearly. So clearly. As though it were only yesterday. We found we had so many things in common.
Such as?
Mainly Sir Walter Scott. I knew Marmion and little else, but he knew everything Sir Walter Scott had ever written. He could quote at will.
Oh, yes, he had a wonderful memory for poetry.
Where shall the traitor rest? He, the deceiver, who could win maiden's breast, ruin and leave her.
And so it all began.
Nothing began, not in the way you mean.
Of course it didn't. Do go on, Miss Patterson.
Yes. Well, that night, in the hotel, I heard him knock on my door and call my name.
The door was locked, of course.
Well, why should it be?
Then why was he knocking?
To awaken me, which I knew he would not have done without good reason.
Certainly no reason that I would call good.
He was a man I trusted absolutely. Absolutely.
Miss Patterson, please, don't say any more if you find it painful.
He came in, whispered, "Dolly, my darling," and collapsed there by the bed. I knelt down beside him, held his poor head in my lap. But he never spoke again. I never knew why he came to me that night.
I can guess.
I hope you're right. I know what you're thinking, and I hope you're right. I would have done anything he asked me, anything, without hesitation and without regret. I've never loved another man, and I never will. Thank you for inviting me to tea, Mr. Pulling. But I must say that I'm sorry I came.
Au revoir, madame. Bonsoir.
Well? You seem very subdued, Henry.
Yes.
You were quite taken with that miserable little creature, weren't you?
I was touched to meet someone who loved my father.
Lots of women loved him.
I mean a woman who really loved him.
That sentimental little creature. She doesn't know what love is.
Do you, Aunt Augusta?
I think, Henry, that I have rather more experience of it than you.
So you keep telling me.
I've been thinking. I shall go on from here to Paris.
Oh?
There are things I have to settle there.
Would you like me to go with you?
No. No, better you should go home. I think perhaps you've had enough of my company for a while.
Have I upset you, Aunt Augusta?
No. But one can have too much of a good thing. Yes. I shall leave for Paris in the morning. Did you remember to get Le Figaro for me?
Yes, and Le Monde, they're on the seat.
Yes. Here, you'd better take these.
What are these for?
They're the keys to my apartment. Now, I'll write to the landlord and tell him you have them.
Why?
Well, I may be away for some time.
How long?
Oh, who knows? But I may want you to send one or two things on to me.
Like what?
I'll let you know. Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Aunt Augusta. Why, heaven knows, I'm going to miss you.
Ah, Pulling, there you are.
Good afternoon, Major.
Long time no see.
I've been rather busy, and it hasn't exactly been gardening weather, has it?
I suppose not. Wonder if you've been away off on your travels again?
Not recently, no. Not for some weeks, actually.
Worse luck, eh?
Yes, I do miss it, I must say. Even a day trip to Boulogne seems quite exotic at this distance.
Dados look devastated, what?
Yes, I'm surprised they've lasted so long.
The advantage of goldfish. Last all year round.
Yes, they're always the same, aren't they? Same colour, same shape, same size. Unless, of course, your daily overfeeds them.
Oh, yes. That's what I came out for. Be away for the new year, Pulling. Brother in Scotland.
Celebrating Hogmanay?
Exactly.
I envy you.
What if you mind taking on the little blighters for a couple of days?
The goldfish? No, of course not. As long as you show me what to do.
Oh, nothing to it. Sprinkle in a teaspoonful of gubbins over morning and Bob's your uncle.
Fine.
I nearly forgot. Postcard for you. Came with my post this morning.
So?
Where the hell's Kathmandu?
Nepal, I believe.
Oh, yes, Gurkha country. Name Thule ring a bell?
Thule? Oh, lots of bells, lots.
Kathmandu, great. All well, love Thule. Oh, and P.S. Merry Christmas.
May I?
Huh? Oh, yes, here you are.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
So, she got to Kathmandu, dear Thule. I wish I was there with her.
She your peripatetic aunt?
No, Major. She's just a very nice girl I met on the Orient Express.
Damn silly name for a girl, if you ask me.
It's a nickname, Major. Her real name's Lucinda.
What's wrong with Lucinda?
Nothing.
Got a cousin called Lucinda. Two, in fact. Fine old English name.
Thule's American.
Hmm. Yes, well, that explains it. Fixed about the fish, then, is it?
Yes, of course.
Decent of you, Pulling. Damn decent.
Fair exchange, Major. You did my dahlias.
Oh, by the way, Jack came looking for you this morning. Told him you were out.
I just snipped down to the shops. What did he want?
Ask where you were when you'd be back, that sort of thing.
Hmm?
Have the look of a copper to me. Not in trouble, are you?
No, of course not. What did you tell him?
Told him to try the carol service tomorrow evening. Said if you weren't on your travels, you'd be there, for sure.
Oh.
You will be, won't you?
Yes, of course I will. I haven't missed the carol service at St. John's in 30 years.
That's what I told him.
Excuse me, Mr. Pulling, sir.
Yes. Oh, Sergeant Sparrow.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
What are you doing here?
My governor would like a word, if you wouldn't mind. Over here, sir. This is him. Detective Inspector Woodrow, Mr. Pulling.
How do you do?
Inspector Woodrow's from Special Branch, sir.
Really?
I understand you're holding the keys to your aunt's apartment.
I am indeed.
Oh, Mr. Pulling, a very Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, Vicar.
Do I have the pleasure of meeting two new parishioners?
Mr. Sparrow, Mr. Woodrow, our vicar.
Hello,
how
sir.
How do you do? Hope you enjoyed our little carol service.
Oh, indeed, we did, Vicar. Very seasonal, very tuneful. If there's one thing I enjoy, it's a good sing.
Look, hang on a moment, and I'll find you a copy of our parish magazine. It's quite a bumper Christmas edition. Tell me, Mr. Pulling, when did you last see your aunt?
Some weeks ago in Boulogne.
And when did you last hear from her?
I haven't, not since Boulogne.
Doesn't that surprise you?
There's nothing about my aunt which surprises me.
Hang on, sir, the vicar.
Here we are. I think you'll agree it's a very swinging little number.
Ah, thank you, Vicar. Yeah, very tasteful design, I must say. Very decorative, all that Ollie and Robins and gravestones.
Sparrow.
No, sorry, sir.
There's a tear-out subscription form for the coming year on the back. Mr. Pulling here is a regular subscriber.
Yes, he would be.
Oh, dear, the poor lady. Excuse me a moment.
Of course, Vicar.
Don't go away. Mrs. Brewster? Mrs. Brewster? I think we should go somewhere else and discuss things.
What is there to discuss?
If you would just come to the car, sir, we could explain matters there. And you're not worried that something might have happened to your aunt, sir?
Should I be?
That depends.
Look, Inspector, what is all this about?
We're pursuing an inquiry on behalf of Interpol.
What on earth has Interpol got to do with my aunt?
She's kept some very strange company, Mr. Pulling.
Who? Oh?
Has your aunt ever mentioned a man called Visconti?
Yes.
Would you know if they're still in contact with each other?
I shouldn't think so.
Visconti's a war criminal, sir. An absolute viper.
Keep your eye on the road, Sparrow.
Sorry, sir.
Have you ever heard of Tiberio Titti?
Never.
Stradano? Passerati? Cossa?
I don't know any of her Italian friends.
Leonardo? Da Vinci?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
But your aunt knows a bit about art.
I wouldn't have thought so, judging from the quality of her Venetian glass.
I was thinking more of pictures.
Well, the only picture I can remember seeing is a photograph of Freetown Harbour in her spare bedroom.
Freetown?
Sierra Leone, sir.
It's where Wordsworth comes from.
Wordsworth?
Her black companion, sir, the one that stuffed a funeral urn with pot.
My mother's funeral urn, if you recall.
Oh, yes, sir.
I believe you recently accompanied your aunt to Istanbul, Mr. Pulling.
Some time ago.
Where you met a General Abdul.
No. I've heard the name, Inspector, but I've never actually met the man.
You mean you were expelled before you got the chance?
Look, would you mind telling me where all this is leading?
General Abdul made a statement before he died.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't see how it could possibly concern me anyway.
Or your aunt?
I'm not her keeper, Inspector.
According to Interpol, General Abdul's statement implicated this Mr. Visconti. Until now, they'd always assumed he was dead. Is he dead, Mr. Pulling?
I've really no idea. Are we heading for my aunt's apartment, by any chance?
Yes, sir, we are.
Then you're wasting your time. I never carry her keys with me.
I didn't for one moment think you did. but I'd like you to be present when we search the apartment.
I'm afraid I can't allow that.
We'll do no damage, I assure you.
I'm sure you won't. You won't even set foot in the place without a search warrant.
It would look much better if it ever comes to court, sir.
Shut up, Sparrow.
Yes, sir.
Ah, very well, Mr. Pulling. Have it your own way.
Thank you.
But don't think this is the end of the matter.
There's surely no question of a charge against my aunt.
As far as we know. But I must advise you that she may be in serious personal danger from her unfortunate associations.
Particularly that viper, Visconti.
Why do you keep calling him a viper?
It's the only description Interpol have given us.
Was that a physical description or a moral judgment?
God knows. We'd better take Mr. Pulling home, Sparrow.
Very good, sir. Go on.
Pulling? I say, Pulling?
Good morning, Major. Happy New Year to you.
And to you, Pulling, and to you.
Goldfish still thriving?
No matter.
Good.
Most grateful to you, Pulling, really. By the way, that chappie looking for you before Christmas, did he get hold of you?
At the carol service, yes.
Right, was I?
Sorry?
Looked like a copper.
Yes, he was.
Thought so. Nothing untoward, I hope.
No, he was looking for, someone I used to know. I couldn't help, I'm afraid. That's my phone. Do excuse me, Major.
Of course, old boy. Of course.
Hello?
Mr. Henry Pulling?
Yes?
I have a personal call for you from Buenos Aires.
Where?
You're through Buenos Aires. Go ahead.
Is that you, Henry?
Aunt Augusta! What on earth are you doing in Buenos Aires?
No questions, Henry. I don't have time. Now, there's something I want you to do for me.
If I can.
I've decided not to return to Europe, so I'm giving up my apartment at the end of the next quarter.
Oh, dear.
Now, I'd like you to pack up all my clothes and dispose of all my effects, except for the framed photograph of Freetown Harbour. That picture's of great sentimental value, Henry, and I want you to bring it with you.
Bring it where?
I'm sending you a cheque drawn on my account at the Credit Suisse in Bern. That will be more than sufficient for a first-class ticket to Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires?
And a first-class berth on the riverboat to Asuncion, where I'll arrange for you to be met.
Where on earth's Asuncion?
Now, please do come as soon as you can, dear. I'm not getting any younger, and I need a member of my own family with me.
Good Lord.
What is it, Henry? Henry, are you all right?
Yes, Aunt Augusta, I'm fine, really. It's just that I thought the interesting part of my life was over. And it's not.
Desamarrar adelante!
Desamarrar adelante!
Desamarrar en popa!
Desamarrar en popa!
Señor?
I'd like a gin, por favor, with tonic water. Comprende?
Sí, señor. Entiendo muy bien. Una ginebra con tónica.
Hi. They said there was an Englishman on board. O'Toole.
How do you do? Pulling. Henry Pulling. You're American.
Right. Just got on here at Formosa.
Ah.
Going to Asuncion. Is that where you're headed?
Yes, Asuncion.
Well, nowhere else worth a visit. You got on at Buenos Aires, I guess.
Yes.
On vacation?
I suppose I am, yes.
Well, if you're going to the Iguazu Falls, stay in Brazil. There's no hotel worth the name on the Paraguayan side.
Well, actually, I'm visiting my aunt.
Una ginebra con tónica para usted, señor.
Thank you.
Un martini dry para usted, señor, como siempre.
Gracias, Juanito.
De nada, señor.
Are you in business here, Mr. O'Toole?
My friends call me Tuli.
Tuli?
I'm in what you might call social research, you know, the level of malnutrition in Corrientes. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. It's just that you're the second American I've met called Tuli.
Oh, yeah?
I don't suppose you've got a daughter, by any chance?
Sure. She's studying in England, as a matter of fact.
She would be called Lucinda.
You know her?
If it's the same person, she calls herself Thule now.
Is that right? Well, where'd you meet her?
On the Orient Express. She was on her way to Kathmandu.
Kathmandu? I let her go to England because I thought she'd be safe there, but Kathmandu...
She'll be all right.
Well, I guess I could cable our embassy. That is, if we've got an embassy there.
I seem to remember your daughter mentioning something about you working for the CIA.
Oh, she imagines things.
Well, I was just thinking, if you were in the CIA, you could find out how she was from your man in Kathmandu.
I've got to take a leak, Henry. Look, I've got some good bourbon in my cabin. Why don't you come down after dinner and split it with me?
Well,
Hey, it's the last night of the voyage. What the hell?
Very well. If you insist. Whoa. And plenty of water, please.
Help yourself. So, you didn't go ashore at Formosa?
Should I have done?
Well, not unless you're a smuggler. Nothing much else to do there. It's a dump.
Yes, what is all this I keep hearing about smuggling?
Well, it's Paraguay's biggest industry, Henry.
What is it to smuggle out here?
Oh, Scotch whiskey, American cigarettes. You get yourself an agent in Panama who buys wholesale and flies the stuff down to Asunción.
But you must pay duty there, surely?
Not if the stuff is marked goods in transit.
Ah.
You just transfer to a private plane and fly across the Paraguay River into Argentina, where your distributors are waiting with their tongues hanging out and their hands full of money. Cheers.
Chin chin.
You'd be surprised how many old Dakotas there are floating around Asunción.
What's so special about whiskey and cigarettes? It must be available in Argentina.
Oh, you bet. But the tax is 100% and rising. For a smuggler, that's real special. Tempted, Henry?
I hardly think a lifetime in banking is quite the right training for that sort of thing.
Damn right. Anyway, it's a risky business for a foreigner. A dead man makes no trouble for anyone out here.
Oh?
There are no coroners in Paraguay. Here we go.
What is it?
The end of trip party. Here, let me top you up.
No, really. I should be getting off to bed.
I wouldn't bother. No one's going to get much sleep tonight. Well, this is it, Henry. Asunción. Journey's end, I guess.
Hardly. I shall be getting home in a couple of weeks.
Is that right?
Why are all the flags out?
National Day. Thursday's the anniversary of the general taking over the government. Big celebration.
As long as you support the general, presumably.
Everybody does. In theory.
See?
Now look, can I give you a lift or something?
I'm expecting to be met.
Okay, but if you want help at any time, Henry, I'm at the embassy.
Oh, it's very kind of you.
Any friend of my daughter's.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm glad to have met you, Tulio.
Me too, Henry. I'll see you around.
I'm sure. Goodbye.
Go carefully now, and talk small.
Don't worry. I will.
Hi, Mr. Pulling.
What?
Mr. Pulling, it's me, Wordsworth.
Wordsworth?
I come take you to your auntie.
I have to go through customs first.
Damn right. I got taxi waiting outside.
Oh, right. Thank you. I should think this must be the most decrepit taxi I've ever been in.
Driver, okay. Him good friend. I give him smokes.
I think I can guess what sort.
No problem with customs, Mr. Poulet?
Why should there be? I've got nothing to declare.
You got that picture? The one your auntie said to bring?
A few down harbour. I've got it in my suitcase.
I like you, Mr. Poulet. You always straight with old what. You want a cigarette?
No, thank you. You still smoking pot, Wordsworth?
It's like medicine, Mr. Pullen. I not feel too good these days. Plenty worry.
What about?
Your auntie got another fella now, and I not trust him.
Oh, dear.
When your auntie come here, he cry like baby girls say sweet things all the time, but he too old for her. What for she want leave all words with a man like that?
Well, who is this man? What's his name?
I don't speak his name, Mr. Pullen. I don't call up if I speak his name.
Wordsworth, I do believe you're jealous.
She want me quit him, eh? She want me go back to Freetown and find nice young girl.
Oh, I
know what her money. I know what Freetown no more. I know what no nice young girl. I love your auntie. She my baby girl. She gonna bust my heart in bits.
The gate's locked, Wordsworth. Him just heavy. You push hard.
Good heavens, what a house.
A one place. One time belong millionaire.
I'm not surprised.
But not for a long time, Mr. Pullen.
Yes. Give me the other suitcase, Wordsworth.
Sure thing. You come with me.
Look at these gardens. They must have been quite magnificent. Bit of a wilderness now.
Seem like inside.
Really?
Just you wait.
Henry? You've arrived at last.
Aunt Augusta.
Welcome home, my dear. You do look well.
So do you. Quite radiant, in fact.
I'm only sorry. Mr. Visconti is not here to greet you. I had expected him yesterday.
Mr. Visconti? He's here? In Asuncion?
For sure.
Yes, my dear. We are happily reunited.
Oh, what?
Did you bring the picture?
Yes.
In the suitcase.
Oh, Mr. Visconti will be relieved. He was afraid of the customs people.
What is so important about this wretched picture?
You must be hungry, dear.
Yes, I suppose I am.
I have a little meal prepared for you in the dining room.
Oh, that would be nice.
Wordsworth, take Mr. Pulling's cases up to his room, dear.
I hear you.
I'm afraid the meal doesn't quite compare with what you're used to in Southwold.
Oh, I don't know. I've eaten out of tins before.
I know it's all a little rough and ready at the moment, but all that will change when Mr. Visconti returns.
You'll need a little furniture, won't you?
Well, it would have been here already, but for a delay in Panama. But you see, when the furniture's all in place and the chandeliers are hung, Mr. Visconti and I, we plan to give a big party, because a house like this is made for parties. And we must find some pretty girls for you, Henry.
Yes, well, where's Wordsworth, by the way?
In the kitchen, sulking, I expect.
How did he get here? I mean, the last I heard of him, he was in Paris.
Well, that's where I met him. And since I was travelling with rather a lot of ready money, I brought him with me as a bodyguard.
Ah, so you're not entirely destitute.
Well,
Aunt Augusta?
Well, when I arrived here, I found poor Mr. Visconti living on credit in a perfectly horrible little hotel.
Yes.
All his money had gone on a new passport, you see, and bribes to the police.
So you gave him your money?
Well, he needed it.
It seems he always does.
Well, he found this house at a very reasonable price.
With your money?
And we have a half share in a very promising enterprise.
Not a Dakota, by any chance.
Well, Mr. Visconti will tell you all about it himself.
And where is Mr. Visconti now?
I don't actually know. I expected him back yesterday. Oh, and by the way, dear, Mr. Visconti is known here now as Mr. Izquierdo. He has obtained an Argentine passport.
That doesn't surprise me.
Really? Why not?
Before I left England, two detectives wanted to search your flat.
Oh, dear.
And they asked a lot of questions about your connections with the man they call the Viper Visconti.
Why would they call him that?
The description came from Interpol, apparently. Something to do with war crimes.
Yes. Yes. There was an American in Buenos Aires making similar inquiries.
And?
We said he was from the Metropolitan Museum. It wasn't true, of course.
No?
No. No, he's nothing to do with the Metropolitan. He works for the CIA.
His name wasn't O'Toole, by any chance?
It was indeed O'Toole.
He's here, in Asuncion.
Is he?
Yes. He's Thule's father, you know.
Who?
You remember Thule? On the Orient Express.
Oh, yes, yes. How very interesting.
Okay, all finished?
Oh, yes, thank you, Wordsworth, yes. And we'll take coffee in the garden.
I hear you.
It's really very peaceful in the garden. The odd gunshot or two after dark, of course. But other than that, it's very pleasant.
Anyone
And now you no sleep with me. No love me no more.
All right.
Hello?
Now, Wordsworth, Mr. Visconti wants you to go, and I want what he wants.
He be fed up, what?
Dear Wordsworth, it's you who should be afraid. That's why I want you to leave now, today.
Okay. You no jig with me no more, and I go. When you got nothing more, you come back to old Wadwat and jig like before. Goodbye, Mr. Pulling.
Goodbye, Wordsworth.
Oh, that poor dear boy. He just doesn't understand.
You'll miss him, Aunt Augusta.
Yes. I've been grateful for Wordsworth, but he was only ever a stopgap.
Oh, I see.
Everything's been a stopgap since Mr. Visconti and I were separated.
You must love Mr. Visconti very much.
I do.
Is he worth it?
Well, to me, he is. I love men who are untouchable. I've never wanted a man who needed me. A need is a claim.
Aunt Augusta?
What is it, dear?
Why did you want me to come here?
I want you here with me. You're the only close family I have.
That's true.
And Mr. Visconti needs someone to keep his books. Accounts have always been his weak point.
I wouldn't have thought his books needed much accounting. Besides, I'll be leaving in a week or two.
Oh, don't talk of leaving, dear. You've only just arrived.
Yes, and I've been thinking it's about time I settled down.
You've been settled far too long already. And you've been alone for far too long, too, my dear. Far, far too long. There. Now, you won't be lonely here, I promise you. What's that?
It sounds like cannon fire to me.
Oh, of course. It's National Day today.
That's right. I think I might wander into the town, see what goes on.
Well, if you do, you must carry something red.
Why?
It's the colour of the governing party.
Well, I haven't got anything red.
Well, I've got a red scarf you can borrow, and if you tuck it into your breast pocket, it will pass as a handkerchief.
Would you like to come with me, Aunt Augusta?
No, thank you. I must be here for Mr. Visconti.
Don't worry about him. If there were any trouble, the police would have been in touch by now.
This is Paraguay, my dear. It's the police I fear most.
You like?
Oh, very nice.
You have dollars?
No.
You have Yankee dollars?
I have not dollars, I told you. Excuse me.
What's
the matter? What have I done? What have I done? Hey, get off! Hey, stop it! What are you doing? Leave me alone! Oh! Oh! Why'd you do that? Oh, God, bleeding! Look! Me not be British! British, not a Yankee!
Oh. Glad to be back, Henry.
I don't know how I'm ever going to thank you, Tooley. I really thought they were going to lynch me.
Nah, they get more brownie points by handing you over to the authorities. You were lucky.
You are in the CIA, aren't you?
Well, sort of. I guess your aunt will be pleased to see you.
I don't think I count for very much next to Mr. Visconti. Oh,
come on, blood's thicker than water.
Tooley, if you're thinking of doing some sort of deal with my aunt, I must warn you that she won't do anything to harm Mr. Visconti.
Yeah, I know. But her friend, the black fellow, had plenty to say about a certain Señor Izquierdo and his smuggling racket.
I don't think I know anyone of that name.
Cut the crap, Henry. You and I both know it's Visconti, so do the police.
Oh.
That's why I persuaded them to keep him out of circulation for a while.
Oh, I see. What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
Nah.
Over there in the bushes.
I didn't hear anything.
Are you having this place watched?
Not me, Henry. Honest to God.
Oh, I could have sworn.
Oh, come on. Let's go in. After you.
My goodness. The furniture's arrived. Well, some of it.
Henry, is that you?
Yes, Aunt Augusta.
Oh, thank heavens. Where on earth have you been?
In prison, Aunt Augusta.
You? In prison?
I'd still be there if it wasn't for Mr. O'Toole here.
O'Toole? So you are O'Toole?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I must say I never thought to see you in this house. Not after the way you've hounded poor Mr. Izquierdo.
It's my fault, Aunt Augusta.
Oh?
I sneezed, you see.
And blew his nose on the Colorado colors.
Your red scarf.
Right in front of the Colorado headquarters.
A real diplomatic coup, Henry. I congratulate you.
Mr. O'Toole persuaded the police to let me go.
Really?
And I thought...
Yes?
Well, I thought it might be, well, helpful if you and he could have a friendly little chat.
I know how anxious you must be about Mr. Visconti.
I am not in the least bit anxious about him.
Well, I thought perhaps, well, not knowing where he was and
I know perfectly well where he is. He's in the lavatory.
Where?
You told me he was in jail.
Oh, he was.
Oh, there you are, my dear. Henry's back.
Oh, at last. Ah, we meet at last, Henry. Your aunt has been so worried about you.
How do you do?
Mr. Visconti.
My name is Izquierdo. To whom have I the pleasure?
O'Toole.
In that case, pleasure is not the word I would choose.
I thought you were locked up in jail.
I was, but the police and I came to an arrangement.
That's exactly what I've come here for, Mr. Visconti. Izquierdo, an arrangement.
That is always possible, Mr. O'Toole, as long as there are equal advantages to both sides.
I guess that could be the case here.
I'm listening, Mr. O'Toole.
We could still make a pack of trouble for you here.
True.
Every time we put pressure on the police, it's going to cost you money.
Also true, unfortunately.
Yeah, suppose we persuaded Interpol to close their files on you. Told the police here we weren't interested in you anymore. What do you think?
It is an interesting proposition.
Okay.
Though you obviously imagine I have something to offer in return.
We're prepared to do a deal if you are.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Toole.
Yes?
I think Henry and I should leave you both to discuss your business in private. Don't you, Henry?
Yes, of course.
It's a beautiful evening, and we shall take a turn round the garden.
An excellent idea, Cara.
Perhaps you will let us know when we might rejoin you.
I will indeed.
You're very quiet, Henry.
Am I?
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, do you like him?
Mr. Visconti?
Yes.
It's too early for me to judge. He doesn't seem particularly trustworthy.
Would I have loved him if he were? What's the matter?
I'm sure there's someone prowling round the garden.
Oh, very probably. Mr. Visconti feels the need for some protection.
Why?
He doesn't altogether trust his partner in our little venture.
Oh, I see.
I'm so happy, Henry. Perhaps I'm getting old, but I shall be quite content with a spell of family life. Especially with you here, working together with Mr. Visconti.
Smuggling cigarettes and whiskey.
Yes.
And a bodyguard in the garden.
Are you really so happy living at Southwood?
Well,
oh, my darling little boy. You must have been so lonely all these years. But all that's over now. I always knew we would be reunited one day.
Always? We've only known each other for... what? Less than a year.
Why do you think I came to my sister's funeral?
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, my dear.
Can you please bring the picture to the dining room?
Of course, dear. Come along, Henry. I think the deal has been concluded.
What the hell is this supposed to be?
It's a photo of Freetown Harbour, Sierra Leone.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. It should have been the Venus de Milo.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. It's my fault.
But what did you do with it?
I threw it away. You know I can't stand naked torsos.
It should be a Leonardo drawing.
It is.
Oh,
there you are.
Is this it?
What did you expect, a Madonna and child?
No, but well, I...
You forget that Leonardo was first and foremost a military engineer.
Yeah, but what's he drawing here?
I can't work it out either.
I understand it's a device for attacking the walls of a city. A sort of dredge.
Well, how does it work?
I've no idea. But I challenge anyone to make so beautiful a drawing of so terrible a weapon.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, we've been looking for you and for this drawing for I don't know how many years.
And now you have it.
And you have $10,000.
And the deal you propose?
Sure. That as well.
Mr. O'Toole, we shall be giving a little housewarming party in a few days. You will be most welcome.
Oh, thank you, but I'll need to take a rain check on that.
Oh, please do.
But in the meantime, I've got what I came for, so...
I'll see you out, shall I?
Oh, thank you. Bye, Henry. See you around.
Goodbye, Tooley, and thank you.
Good night, Miss Bertram.
Good night, Mr. O'Toole.
What is it? What's so funny?
I told you you should have asked for more.
So you did, my dear.
Tooley must be pleased with himself. I mean, $10,000 for a Leonardo.
For a copy of a Leonardo.
A copy?
Oh, a very good copy.
But what happens when they find out?
I've never claimed it was an original. The previous owner may well have done, because the original was locked away in a bank vault for safety.
And if someone unlocks that vault?
They won't. It was obliterated by the American Air Force.
You're right, Henry. That was very, very naughty of him, wasn't it? Oh, there you are, Henry. I wondered where you'd hidden yourself.
I was just taking a breather.
It is all rather exhausting, isn't it? But you are enjoying yourself.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a wonderful party, wonderful.
Even your Mr. O'Toole has put in an appearance.
Yes, I saw him. I half expected to see Wordsworth here as well.
I'm glad you didn't. He wouldn't have been very welcome as things are.
No, probably not.
I was talking to that charming daughter of our chief of police. You seem to have made quite an impression there.
She's a lovely girl, isn't she?
Indeed. Pity you're not a Catholic. A chief of police would make an invaluable father-in-law.
Oh, really, Aunt Augusta. Mind you, I'm sure Mr. Visconti would approve.
Yes. Actually, I'm glad to have found you, Henry. I have a little piece of news for you, and I wanted you to be the first to hear it.
Oh, what's that?
Mr. Visconti and I, we've agreed to be married.
Well, congratulations, Aunt Augusta.
Aren't you surprised?
Well, yes and no. I know how strongly you feel for him, and only the other day you were talking about settling down to family life.
With you as a part of the family, Henry. Indeed, Mr. Visconti already looks upon you very much as a father would. You are going to stay with us, aren't you?
Well, I might wait for a while, see how things go.
Oh, but you must stay. I need you here with me.
But you may not even settle here yourself. After all, you've always been a great traveller.
Oh, no longer, my dear. This is my journey's end. I suspect that for me, travel was never more than a substitute for being with Mr. Visconti.
What's that?
What?
Over there in the bushes.
I heard nothing.
Well, something or somebody. I'm going to have a look.
As you please, dear. I must join Mr. Visconti for the last dance.
Oh, my God. Aunt Augusta! Aunt Augusta!
God's in his heaven, Mr. Visconti, and all's right with the world.
True, my dear.
All's right with the world.
Aunt Augusta! Aunt Augusta!
All's right in our world, Carissima. That's all that matters.
Aunt Augusta! Mother!
Yes, dear?
It's Wordsworth! He's dead! Wordsworth's been murdered!
All in good time, dear. Can't you see I'm dancing with Mr. Visconti? Thank you.